The $740 billion Inflation Reduction Act includes tax credits for clean energy, increased subsidies for health insurance premiums, higher taxes for some corporations, 15% minimum corporate tax. All sounds like positive for the economy. There are some medical price controls, cost controls in there too. What it doesn't include is an easing of the $10,000 limit on deducting state and local taxes from federal returns. That was a cap that was put in place by Republicans back in 2017, which Democrats, including here in New Jersey, Josh Gottheimer, Mikey Sherrill, Tom Malinowski, they've been pushing for years to repeal. Well, the bill didn't, but they still signed on to the bill. Gottheimer, his district includes parts of Bergen, Passaic, Sussex, Warren counties, said he continued to seek an end to the salt cap in the future. But when you think about that, with the Democrats all but likely to lose control of the House, that's going to be a long, long distance in the future that the party loses either the House or the Senate. It seems more likely than not the cap will stay in effect until it expires. That's 2025. Cap on deductions, that was put in place as part of then-President Trump's tax reform bill. Democrats complained about it. They said it was an attack on high-service, high-tax blue states like New Jersey, and even progressive members of their own party have resisted restoring a tax break. Well, they say it benefits more affluent taxpayers. Plan to partially lift the limit past the House last fall would have provided an estimated $67 billion in savings for U.S. taxpayers next year. Most of going to, again, what are classified as high-income filers, failed to gain traction after, right, Joe Manchin spoke up about it. Gottheimer had said he would be supporting a package that lacks a salt cap, but said the bill itself is a huge win for New Jersey. It lowers prescription drug prices, he says, especially for seniors, boosts domestic manufacturing, provides support for families who are struggling with the high cost of health insurance, creates jobs, puts in place the most important climate investments in our nation's history. Think back to when was his tweet? March of 2021. I've got a few words, Gottheimer tweeted. For anyone considering altering federal tax rates for families in New Jersey, no salt, no dice, no salt, no deal. He apparently forgot to delete that tweet. As I said, most of the provisions of the Trump tax cuts expire in 3 years, so the Democrats' best route would be to just let the salt cap disappear. As far as extending any of the expiring provisions, you have Republicans who want to extend a lot of them. Democrats want to extend some of them, but not the ones that they least believe help the rich, what they consider to be rich. If you look at where the cap's impact has been the heaviest, places like North Jersey, residents pay among the highest state and local taxes in the nation. Bergen County, for example, average property tax bill for 2021 was $12,457. Only 13 of the county's 70 municipalities had a tax bill last year below the $10,000 threshold. Some are more than double that limit. Dumont, Tenafly, residents spent nearly $22,000 in property taxes last year. While looking per se, county average tax bill was $10,410, and 10 of 16 towns averaged more than the cap. New Jersey's average salt deduction in 2019 was just over $18,000. Most of those filing a claim earned between $100,000 and $200,000 a year. Certainly not the super rich. But Representatives Gottheimer, Sherrill, Malinowski, they vowed to fight for the salt deduction. Just this time, they forgot to bring their boxing gloves. They showed up with a feather duster instead.